Havasu Creek enters the Colorado River from the south at River Mile 157. This perennial stream is one of the most voluminous and dependable water sources in the area. It is the second largest tributary of the Colorado River within Grand Canyon National Park. It runs right through the Havasupai Reservation at the bottom of a narrow canyon. This beautiful aquamarine creek has a series of 5 major waterfalls and many lesser ones, with every one being more spectacular than the last. These waterfalls account for 1/3 of the 1,400-foot drop this stream experiences from its source. Historically, Upper Havasu is the traditional summer home of the Havasupai people. They split their time during the year between growing crops and food in the canyon during spring and summer months, and hunting and gathering on the rim for the remainder of the year. Diverted water from Havasu Creek allowed the Havasupai to harvest many different crops, including corn, beans, squash, melons, peaches, and apricots. On the plateaus during the winter, they gathered pinion nuts, agave, and other plants. They also hunted a variety of game animals. In 1776, the first European to visit Havasu Creek was a Spanish priest named Father Tomas Garces. He stayed for about 5 days and made note of the irrigation dams and canals the Havasupai had built along the creek. Lieutenant Joseph Christmas Ives also passed through the area during his 1857-58 expedition and named the water Cataract Creek. Not long after, many prospectors came to the area and staked some of the first mining claims in the canyon for silver and lead. In 1882, the Havasupai Reservation was set aside at only 518 acres. The federal government only gave them land along the creek in the canyon and did not take into account the tribe's annual dependence on the plateau region as well. It wasn't until almost 100 years later that their reservation land was expanded from 518 acres to 185,000 acres. This was part of an agreement that facilitated the passage of the 1975 Grand Canyon Enlargement Act. While Havasu Creek has always been the lifeblood of the Havasupai people, it can also be a threat. Flooding in Havasu Creek poses hazards for both visitors and the Havasupai people. Normally, these floods occur in spring and summer months, oftentimes ruining crops and homes in the canyon. Historically, the Havasupai people would stash provisions and food in caves for when the seasonal floods occur. The most recent major flood was in 2008. In August, after days of heavy rains, a dam burst on the creek, sending water cascading down the canyon. Local authorities evacuated the town of Supai, which is located along the creek, by airlifting some 400 individuals to safety. This event created 2 new waterfalls, Upper Navajo Falls and Lower Navajo Falls. Today, Havasu Creek is a hotspot for recreationists. The blue-green travertine pools lure adventure and nature seekers from all over the world. This is a problem for the Havasupai, as many spots along this drainage are sacred to them. Rafters often hike up from the river and backpackers explore the canyon regularly. The Havasupai charge fees for any recreational use along the creek.